Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestroProds.com Platinum Dunes Month. Today, let's watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining today, as always, we have Bowie on.
Howdy.
Yeah. So I saw this when it first came out.
I don't think I've watched it all the way through. I've kind of seen bits and pieces.
Yeah, I've seen two of the three Platinum Dunes remade dumb Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies that have been released.
I saw the beginning.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. And I'm really tired right now, so hey, let's do this. So we had the movie paused at 45 seconds as right after the Radar Pictures logo goes away. So you should hit play, and then it should like go into weird, crappy film stock shit. So, once again, it's 45 seconds. And as always, we're on this on VLC Media Player. So, you ready?
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Wow, the film grain.
The fucking video from 2003 is terrible. I don't remember it being this bad. No, it isn't.
Yeah, you can totally tell that this is not real footage.
Oh, yeah. This is... like, it can be this... like, footage can be grainy, but grainy with this fidelity to it. They were kind of shit at their jobs. Oh my god, a shoe! Ah! Alfred E. Newman is the face of Satan. This is totally real footage that it took from 1970s.
The fact that they're trying to convince us this is real is fucking ridiculous.
It is hilarious.
How stupid do you think we are?
Well, this is Michael Bay, so pretty stupid.
The original movie looked more like proper found footage than this.
Yeah, that's because like it was filmed in the era they were claiming it to be from. Oh, only one? I thought you had five. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I actually thought they would have used the same font they used for Amityville Horror, for like based on true story stuff. And of course, it's Sweet Home Alabama.
Fuck anyone from Omimi.
Hey guys, the 70s.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. That guy, like the guy in the background making out, he has the same hair as that one guy who got killed with the arrow on the boat from Friday the 13th.
It's Look at that. The douchebag hair.
It's the exact same hair. I guess the douchebag hair is timeless. These guys are way too sexy sweaty. Well, thanks, Cockblock. It's a character trait. Oh, God.
Bubbles. Fucking bubbles.
This isn't the 60s, goddammit.
He Hitchhiker?
I don't know what's happening, really. Fucking Freebird. Oh, pre-AC. And you're fucking drug man. Exposition! What?
What's the fucking pinata?
What is wrong with people? He didn't even take a hit!
Did he just flub a line and they kept it in?
I think it was a joke that he's high.
That's not how high people act. And he's taking one hit. It doesn't take effect that quickly.
I know, but these people are idiots, remember? It's a peace offer. Weed! Even though I just said I was nauseous. Oh, bitch! Fucking bitch. Wait, this is... Well, you're all baked and stupid. Why the fuck else do you go to Mexico? You go there to get drugs or get dead.
Yep, totally safe while you're driving.
Yep. Driving while you're high. And that's what happens. You tempted fate and God killed you. Well, tried to anyway. She wasn't just walking on the side of the road.
There's no sidewalks here.
What do you think they'd bring me back? What do you think they'd bring a piñata across the fucking border for? Didn't they pick you up like that? Of course, all the guys are assholes. Except the one with glasses. You couldn't leave her here like that either way. Look at her. She's dehydrated, sleep deprived, probably delirious. She's covered in this weird sticky stuff that smells like fish. They're kind of cooking it. Come see the amazing crying woman.
Pardon me.
Well, hi there, all dead. I'm Jessica Biel. I'm get off the dirt roads, maybe, and that'll lead you to a hospital, probably. Didn't you pick... Oh, whatever. Ominous. Hmm. Good Lord, man. Wait, they like spun and now they were on their side and they were still looking like they were like facing forward. At least the angle of where the car was. The angle is straight outside the window. Did they not notice the blood?
I didn't notice the blood because it wasn't there.
Continuity! And now it's not there anymore! Now it's back! Oh, fuck!
She has a gun in her vagina.
A cocked gun in her vagina. They wait till she puts it in her mouth and starts pulling the trigger to go for the gun. Look at fucking Jessica Biel! Did you see that?
All the times we've made that joke, there's actually someone with a gun in their vagina.
Yeah. And it was actually someone, like, screaming while moving their hands in really weird ways in front of their face. Almost like a horror movie. It was right. Wash all the blood that didn't splatter onto you off. Wait, isn't one of these guys supposed to be in a wheelchair?
What?
The original TCM, there was a guy in a wheelchair. Because the girls with you guys aren't assholes?
Because plot.
Yeah, probably, if you guys weren't high, you might have had the reaction time to, you know, try to grab the gun before she kills herself. She didn't pick you!
She didn't want to get... a hitchhiker with a gun in her vagina.
Yeah. You picked her, remember? The bit where you guys got out of the car and ran after her?
How?
Oh. Yeah, it didn't. Weed doesn't make you commit suicide. And you know, they could easily swab that gun and find vagina stuff in it. Wait, that pinata broke. The pinata broke again. And cow!
And where are you going to call the cops?
Yes. I'm just standing here idyllically in this field, the sunlight directly shining on the side of my face for this really artsy-looking shot. And that background looks horribly green-screened. Even though it's real. That looks like a matte backdrop. And the hole in the back of the window keeps changing. So she got back in the van. Contaminating the crime scene. What, you'd never looked at a textbook before?
They're much different when all together and properly dissected than when blown on your fucking windshield.
Yeah. And the hole in your window keeps changing. Okay, look at his hair. Let's pick him up. She's not evil at all. You're being oddly cool about
look
the fact
casual.
That just be fucking chill. We do not have a dead body in the car, okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. That hole is just a air cannon that was blown out with the tomato sauce, filled with spaghetti sauce. We're fine. We're totally fine. We're totally legal. Please don't rape us. Yeah, so Crazy the World is out there a couple miles from your gas station. Ew. She's taking a long time to dial 911.
She's not. They don't have 911 out in these parts.
Wait, what? They're probably gonna pick a lock with a knife that doesn't even fit in the lock. Moose. How are you able to figure out what speed they're going? They could have been speeding. They could have been going slower.
She looked at their age and figured it out.
Oh, the cops. Hillbilly cops. Every couple days... I like domestic disturbance complaints. Well, you better get used to it quick, boy. You can either hang out here for 2 hours or God, I want to kill him. Yep, every single person, get into the van with a dead girl. I love that sign in the background that says, don't tamper with the signs, violators will be arrested. How much you want to bet that anyone who tampers with the sign, they actually have to drive out somewhere else to be arrested?
Yeah, please call da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da to make your own arrest.
It's like, Sheriff, we got y'all here tampering with the signs. Okay, he wants you to drive out to the old Crawford Mill. It'll be about 2 hours before he can come here and arrest you himself. Wait, how do they know where the Crawford Mill is?
Plot.
Pigs aren't beef. You see, that's why you don't drive your crime scene. Why would anyone stay in this town ever? Like, even drive through it. Every single place in this fucking town is dilapidated and horrible.
It seems like there'd probably be 1,000 ways to drive around that town.
Oh, yeah, totally. They've all gotten rather chill about the situation. Thank It seems a bit weird time to be getting petty over the ownership of the van. Of course you do. You're an asshole.
You're a fucking hitchhiker. You don't even get a vote.
Templar, please. I'm so
important. You already told the sheriff you had the body. It totally won't look suspicious if you just drop it off.
And it doesn't. How do you know? She might be an orphan. She might be a piece of trash. You don't know.
The sheriff is going to find her eventually. You don't need to be there to see him do it.
Yeah, just jack someone else's car. Leave the van. Everything will be fine. They have your ownership information on there. And what the fuck is up with that baby?
I hope that Jessica Biel remembers by the end of this movie that it was her idea to stay.
Yep. I know, we just heard both of you say that. Oh God, everything in this movie is her fault. Like, she's the one who agreed to make out with the guy while he was driving down the road and almost hit the girl. She's the one who tried to get out of the car to get the girl.
She's the one who decided to stay.
She's the one who decided to go into this goddamn building. A scream of terror that lasted a whole half a second. Oh my God, it's leaky pipes! Okay, where the fuck did he get that? God, what a bitch! Hey, go check out the thing I was giving me. Go check it out. Go do it now. Possum!
Fucking possums, man. Those things are terrifying.
And of course, something quote unquote scary happens. Comes out, you got up her to mouth, boy.
Ah, shit.
Not this again. He's a child that's gonna get you dead. Sickness. Can I touch it? How do you want to bet this kid has nothing to do with the actual plot? Jesus!
And Satan.
Yeah, where the kid, the things to actually draw the Satan with that? Seriously.
It's possum blood.
And possum shit. Of course his name's Jedediah. Look at that one, they're like, oh, you're fucking kidding me. Lord. Yeah, fuck human decency, littered, scared! God, just die.
Only logical person in the whole movie.
I know logical, but it's logical considering the fact that we know the context of everything. He doesn't. He's just, we should leave this dead woman behind. I want to go see Leonard
Skinner. You know what? Shit is sketchy. Shit is sketchy.
Yeah, shit is sketchy, true, but, you know, he could be just not an asshole about it.
And you know what? Everyone knows the plot to this movie, so I'm going to get into this. If they're planning to draw these people in to be murdered, why are they putting so little goddamn effort into it?
They want to bring them in, but just not that much. Yeah, that's right. Look through the brain hole. A police evidence you were just going to dump out of your car. Fuck. It's a plantation. I want a house like that.
You, sir, scare me.
Well, just like for look. Like, just on the outside. Inside, it would be, you know, a decent enough house. But on the outside, it would just look creepy. It would scare people off. You just get some decent internet in there? I can't see you, so I don't know. Thank you. Sketchballs. Just take your shoes off.
That Americans don't do that.
Of course they don't. My dog will eat your dick. I said you use the phone, not smell my things. Yep, just light it up right outside the guy's house. Oh, rotary phones. How I miss you.
I got pretty good at dialing those things fast.
Yeah, there's actually a place around here that actually still sold like rotary phones, like wireless rotary phones. Why do you have a cane? Like, is that just your beating stick?
Oh, and there's the sheriff, right where the kid said he wouldn't show up.
And it's all the army! Yay! We're going to have to put his ears down so it looks a bit like Dumbo. Chewing tobacco. All right, which one of y'all is getting raped? No.
You don't say.
Doggy, doggy, doggy.
Oh, you're not going to fall for that trick, are you?
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, Christ! How is that wheel still going? Maybe you should try putting the chair up. You know, that might help. Hey, wipe your shoes, damn it. Fucking disrespectful asshole. Wait, does he not hear them? They're not that far away. Ha! Arlie Army, best thing in this movie, calling it.
Yeah.
To that inner. Well, inner. That's not suspicious at all. Dude, pick the chair up first. As pigs. I want a pig.
Uh-huh. You get it?
Why is there a dilapidated sewing room in there? Like, he's not exactly seem like the most artistic and, like, seamstressy of people. Okay, seriously, how can he not hear her? How can nobody hear any of this?
I know, it's like they just suddenly became deaf to each other.
Oh, yeah, just leave the man behind. What makes you think it came from upstairs? Like, seriously.
Wrapped up, you're saran wrapping the body?
Yeah. Glad saran wrap keeps things fresh. You could call somebody else.
There's one cop in the entire state.
Well, cop is kind of stretching it. Right by the her.
You know what? They need to go less restrained with him. They need to go a bit more Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. Wait, that was out of the box before, and he was wrapping it the other way.
Yeah, the continuity is shit in this movie.
Good lord, director.
Ah!
He wrapped that body up real quick. It is condensation.
Or from the gun in her vagina.
Yeah, that too. Yep, just try the sliding door. Try opening it like a door. That ass. Fuck. At least you ass. I mean, you ass. Skeevy old fucker. We didn't mention it before, but like the intro of Leatherface in this, it was actually kind of cool. It just kind of happens.
Seriously, are these guys at all familiar with police procedure? That
nope. It's even more so. I mean, I
around
surround
here.
He has respect. It doesn't mean he wants the thing fucking, like, fucking up his car. So, wait, did he bring the saran wrap himself, or did he just find it in the car?
I think he brought it himself.
Wait. I thought they missed. I think they missed a scene, or that might be thinking of a different movie. Because remember, there was one scene there where, like earlier, I mean, he actually got the people into the car, and then he forced one of them to actually take the gun, put it inside her own mouth, and pull the trigger.
I think that comes later in the movie.
Okay, I might. I guess I'm thinking of it. I guess it seemed like that would be. It seemed like that would fit there instead of later in the movie. Well, this workshop is shit. Vaseline! Wait, is that Harry Knowles? You know, make things really scary? Close-up shots and shaky cam. Fuck no, we're not that good friends.
There's a blanket on the seat. Just get that shit out of there.
Yeah, and that chair. What? Congratulations, your boyfriend's dead. Who the fuck names their kid Kemper?
Why do they keep showing scenes of her walking? Like,
because
boobs.
Yeah. I don't think they actually show any boobs in this, though.
No, just a lot of white shirt scenes.
Yeah. Slightly damp white shirt scenes. Teeth. Yeah. Or just leave them. Fuck them. Wait, what makes you think he's going to be in, like, the graveyard of cars? Don't. Don't, you dumbass. Don't. Oh, you idiot! That's why I don't stick my arms in anything. Fucking people. There's been any other time that would have been real. And it probably will be real. It's an art piece. It's like Piss Christ. Driving through. Thank you. With Kemper. Oh, no, wait. What if she got the keys? It's Kemper's van. These people are assholes. Okay.
You probably should leave him. It's not going to last much longer.
You probably should, but they don't know that.
I know.
Like, within the context of a movie, we know who's right and wrong. But in the context of these people, everyone who's right is an asshole.
Oh, look, he bought her the ring.
Foreshadowed. Why is everything so gray here? Everywhere else, everything's tinted yellow, but here, everything's tinted gray. Wait. The guy was within. He was facing in such a way that he could have easily seen you do that.
Yeah, well, the plot.
And that tire iron is not very well equipped for fighting. Like, it's he held it at a very weird angle. This ain't a garden, it's my weed, Dan. I love that guy's look. Just, what the fuck are you talking about, lady? This ain't a garden? I have shit here every once in a while. Well. There's that. Yep, stab the chicken. Did you really need to touch it? Damn it, they don't have any Sprite. Oh man, all my olives.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Pigs. Yes, please beat him. Want him to die first. Ooh, sick burn.
Is that a legless old man challenging you to a fight?
Oh no, that's a legless old man selling the Kraken. What was this sparking off of?
It's sparking off of plot.
Like, that makes sense to spark.
Yeah, if it's a magnesium tire iron. I guess it makes movie sense to spark.
Yeah. Man, fucking asshole, you're watching my door! Why do they have so many white sheets hanging on the lawn? And those white sheets would really, Kim constantly cutting through those, that would really, clog up the engine on that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. His chain should be fucked right now.
Yeah. Yet it was still sharp enough to cut off that guy's leg while he was moving. And cutting in the opposite direction as to what, cutting in the same direction as he was moving. Movies are stupid. Would you just leave the chainsaw out there? This is less jokey than a lot of our commentaries have been. This war is constantly putting out plot holes.
It's easy enough. Oh, do you get it? Do you get it?
Foreshadowed! 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 Yes, he really owes it for you not abandoning him. Did you think he wouldn't? That's not how you start a van. Just chill your shit. Here, have some weed. Weed! My friend has glaucoma. You kids doing the reefers? Now Full Metal Jacket all these fuckers.
Yep, he's gone Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. Never actually seen Full Metal Jacket.
Well, we should do Stanley Kubrick month at some point, so.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this dude. Maybe you should try cleaning that wound or something. You'll spoil the meat. Oh, fuck. Yep, salt in the wound. Wait, so getting a hook through the back didn't make you scream, but someone putting salt on your gaping wound did?
It actually probably severed a section of his spine, making him feel less pain.
Then wouldn't he not have felt that? Severing spine?
I said less, not none.
Well, at least Leatherface is he's at least keeping, the meat clean. How did they meet each other? Oh, Christ! With my penis! Christ, look at those eyebrows.
Those are some fucking eyebrows.
They're like vines growing across the brim of the hat. I'm gonna be the prettiest girl at prom.
That face looks real fake.
Yeah, it does. That's supposed to be your boyfriend?
I think so.
That's oh, fuck, I took the mask off.
Human face masks. They don't last too long.
Fuck, I took the mask off. All right, boy. Take your pants off. He's forensically trolling them. Yes, he's a pussy.
And brains and...
You have him in your head. Oh, did you see his fucking mouth?
And skull fragments. His fucking lip. This guy. Yes. And his acting.
He was terrible. Me. Me. Right, so first. It's like one of those dramatic reenactments. Nope.
No, she put the gun in her mouth.
I thought you'd have much imagination, so how could you know that she put the gun in her mouth? You gotta keep your own damn story straight with your own threats.
This gun was in her vagina, it's gross.
Yeah. Oh god, it tastes like yeast. The gun's at the wrong angle.
There's no bullets in the gun, you dumb shit.
No, there aren't. That guy's really salivating a lot. Hey, do something, you know, don't just stand there yelling.
Don't tell him to shoot him.
If you kill a cop, the cop will do everything in their power to kill you.
I'm sorry. Whether or not you've seen this, it doesn't take an idiot to figure out that he wouldn't hand you a gun with bullets in it.
Well, he is evil. You know, it is entirely possible that he could have put bullets in those guns.
Yeah, but there's always the chance they'll turn it on you. So nobody in their right fucking mind would hand you a gun with bullets in it.
Yeah, true.
Or no one out of their right mind, for that matter.
Yeah. Why is the house always backlit?
Because plot.
They just have like a spotlight back there constantly shining on their house. It's like on a timer. Like, wait, the sun goes down, better put on the spotlight. Oh, God. This can only go well.
Can only go really so learn well. What vertebrae to put the hook in to stop them from moving.
Yeah. We need to be one of the higher ones. And think about that. Let's work for him. We went at Ultima's Eye. Yes, it's bullshit that you tried to shoot the sheriff. Good thing you didn't try to shoot the deputy. Scalp him. And then want to go see the gear concert, I'll give him to you for free. See? Look at this fucker! Did you see him driving?
Oh, now he doesn't have his driving whiskey.
Yeah, and look at that hand! He should be swerving all over the goddamn road! I like you, Arlie Ermey. If you are a bad guy. Look at that fucking lip!
And his wimpy scared acting is some wimpy scared acting.
Yeah. You're really trying to hijack your own car with a knife?
That doesn't work. Knives don't break that easily.
Yeah. No, I can't, okay? I'm epileptic. It's a cerebral palsy. Wait, wires aren't just out like that. We should learn how to cut wires. You couldn't even get a car started with a key. What do you think you can jump start it? Like that. And why did that car sound like their transitional music? It's like he's trying to eat himself. He's a goddamn maggot! It's great this guy managed to have a career. Dude, don't even try keeping the same. Don't even try keeping like this stupid pretense that you're doing this because they killed that girl. We know.
No,
we know
he didn't say killed. He said messed with.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to rub them back and forth to get them to spark. You just have to touch them.
Yeah. Jesus Christ!
And his chainsaw should never work again.
It's the magical chainsaw plot.
Wait, did he steal a munchkin card? Does he have the chainsaw of bloody dismemberment?
Probably. By the power of chainsaw, I have the power! To eat you. Did you try to find a chance with a lunchbox? Got your coat. Wait, what? What? None of this makes sense. Oh, I actually have a weird coat on. Oh, Christ. That looks horrible. Not in a good way.
Yeah, they better get him to switch faces soon.
Please. This looks too stupid to be taken threat, to be taken seriously. Like, his old mask was fine. It'd be hilarious if he just runs out of gas partway through here. They finally get someone that just, oh, out of gas.
Well, yeah, the entire backstory for this is that, like, the town's economy collapses, and so they eat people, but, like,
yeah,
they still have electricity and gasoline. I didn't know there was so much money to be made in eating people. And you also seem to be able to raise pigs. Why don't you eat those instead?
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, the quote-unquote normal one. And the fat one. Like, they must be getting a lot of dead people around here to eat. Well, let's get a lot of people around here to eat for them to be able to, like, her to be able to be that fat.
She's clearly eating two people's shares.
Clearly.
Judging by the other one.
Yeah. I consisted in a diet of herbal tea and hair. Yeah, that door, they're gonna come through the other door. We don't got no phones. Wait, who are we gonna call? We've been living here for years.
You honestly think the locals aren't in on it?
Yeah. Oh, poor Thomas. Yes, a skin disease.
He was kind of wearing someone else's face at the time.
Yeah. It looked retarded.
Real stupid.
Especially with, like, the flap of chest skin he brought with him. Yes, drink this sleeping pill. It's totally not laced with drugs. You drank tea? Ha! Potatoes! And cold baked beans. There totally aren't drugs in it. I mean, what? Is this house wallpapered with newspapers? Just hit her in the back of the head with something.
You relax when you're murdered.
Yeah. I'm actually really hungry. Oh, you fat bitch. Dun dun. Phone.
Yeah, we got her with the tea trick.
Yep. Wait, whose baby is that? Is that they steal that baby from somewhere? Are they gonna eat the baby? That's what you're asking a question about.
He's not big enough to eat.
That's a her? That's a her? Looks like a boy. Ha! Dumb bitch. Wait, does she have legs?
She probably had to have him cut off because of diabetes.
Yeah, she should have listened to Wilford Brimley. And put on some pants, damn it! What rules? There are rules? These people are bizarrely well fed. Like, every one of them.
They must have had some, like, real fat people come through recently.
Why does he have the old mask on now?
He realized that,
the new face was shit. The
previous face is really fucking stupid.
Yeah. The economy collapsed. It's weird now that he has a name. It is really weird that he has a name. Okay, that's why he didn't have pants on. Like, just because you're a cannibalistic killer doesn't mean you don't have finely pressed pants. They should really fix that leak in the basement.
But then how would Jessica Biel's shirt get wet?
I don't know, have her, like, bathe in the blood of her boyfriend.
But then that would ruin the whiteness of it.
Don't worry, blood in this universe doesn't really turn things red. It turns them, like, it turns them vaguely pink.
Ah.
Desiccation! Jesus, you get it? That asshole's the new Jesus. Yeah. Fuck, this is boring.
Leatherface likes music.
Yeah. This is actually all just a teaching method to teach this guy how to play piano with his toes. What are you doing, you dumb bitch? Are you really trying to lift him off the hook from his foot? You retarded cunt!
Lift your body.
Yeah. Everything's all better now that I do. You apologized. Alright, I'll kill you, but only because you asked nicely.
The bathing in your blood part will do just because it turns me on.
Yeah. I'm like Elizabeth Bathory all up in this bitch. Now That's a dinky looking knife. Like, comparatively speaking, like knives in serial killer dens.
They tend to have a bit more weight to them. That's not a murder knife. That's a filleting knife.
Yeah. Well, I guess it makes sense in context then, because, you know, you eat people. You're just teasing here now with the promise of death. See, I have the knife, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let you suffer. Your pain turns me on.
Wait, before you stab me, take off your shirt.
Yeah.
Dying man's wish. Come on.
The last thing I see are your boobs.
What a terrible place to stab him.
Yep. But kill him instantly. Oh my god, I love your feet so much. I have a total foot fetish.
I didn't think she was actually going to bathe in his blood.
No, but she is. Well, it's not so much bathing as showering.
Close enough.
Yeah. We're getting weirdly good at this. I can smell you, girl. You smell so good. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, that's a different guy. I thought it was like, wait, did she just find her boyfriend with his hair still on? Here, grab my ass. Alright, dying to man's witch, let me fuck you, please. Oh, Jedediah. Don't trust him! There's a lot of smoke coming out of that chainsaw. Like, do chainsaws normally have that much, like, gas coming out of them?
It depends on the quality of the chainsaw. And since that's a pretty shitty one, I'll call it as legit.
Yeah, but it's a shitty immortal chainsaw, so...
He attached a smoke machine to it.
Yeah. It's actually electric. You know, it runs on a battery. It ran out! What the fuck is going on? Do chainsaws just stop like that every once in a while?
If you use them for, like, the shit that he does, it would.
Yes.
Dude, chainsaws have reach.
Yeah. Yep. A wooden door, that'll stop him!
It's not like he has a chainsaw or anything.
Yeah, let's go back to the car park graveyard. Why the stop? Was that the gear car?
Why was the hula girl important?
Why is every single fucking ominous building within 5 minutes walk of that fucking place? Oh, Christ! Yes. A couch will stop him! Not like he has a chainsaw or anything! Yeah, slightly hit this window. That'll help. These bars won't shake anymore! How fucking big is this place? Oh my god, get in here with me. Well, we know who's gonna die. One without a good ass. Sorry, Jessica Biel. Oh my god, rats! They're so horrible!
Just like, why do people get so... They start eating you, they think you're dead already.
Yeah. Like, why are people so scared of rats? Like in every other horror movie I've seen where someone's hiding from the serial killer, I was like, oh my god, rats, and give themselves away.
I don't know, like...
What's worse, having small rodents crawl over you or dying?
And judging on how Leatherface operates, dying slowly and painfully.
Yes, usually after a couple of days of like malnutrition and dehydration. They don't eat your face. Or wear it, who knows? Jump scare coming. There we go.
Why did he punch through the wall?
For a fact. Wait, where'd the rest of the wall go?
Doesn't he have like a chainsaw?
Yeah, but he's trying to catch them. He's trying to catch them, I guess. Not, you know, actually kill them.
Legs. Cut through at leg height.
Of course he stands on her ass.
The wall. Here's a good idea. Pick up the chainsaw, use it on him. He's not immortal or anything.
Yeah. Yes, like try bitch slapping him.
Yeah, just smack him like that. Don't pick up the chainsaw and use it.
Hey, leave my friend alone, you big brute. Eh. Oh, you're an idiot.
That opportunity gone?
Oh! Not first! Oh, only 10 minutes, only 20 minutes left of the movie.
Thank Jesus.
Yeah, this is really boring.
That's why it's a bad idea to run around with a fucking chainsaw.
Did he really just trip on a fence and cut his own leg?
Even more so, it's really stupid to run around with a chainsaw and rev it randomly.
Yeah. Yeah. Asshole! You see, if this had been like the Pickering Chainsaw Massacre, that guy would have stopped and then you're like, helped. Ha!
Run into the slaughterhouse for no reason.
Yeah. The slaughterhouse where when you went through there, a girl killed herself. You get in the slaughter track. There's so many bright ideas coming from this girl. did you know? How?
Look, it's this movie's biggest fan.
Nice.
Buns.
A biggest fan that's backlit, too. So, you know, keeping up the trend. Wait, why did it take so long for you to open that door?
You know, it almost looks like you're wandering into the Saw movies.
Yeah. A big
oh
pig
my
in
god,
the
I found myself in a better film franchise.
Well, quote-unquote better.
Better than a Michael Bay Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake?
Yeah, but you said better franchise. You know, TCM as a franchise is pretty good. Like, Dennis Hopper dual-wielding chainsaws and destroying a mountain is pretty awesome.
What?
That's the second one. And the fourth one has Matthew McConaughey's best role. Oh, you idiot. Oh my god, meat! It's so terrifying! He missed on purpose. Wait, there's a sprinkler.
Why does he does this? It's not gonna actually help him catch her. It's just gonna make her shirt wet. Okay, now I know why he did it.
Yeah, Leatherface, like
Platinum Dunes.
Yeah, and like Leatherface, you know, there's not exactly a lot of prime real estate if you know what I mean in these territories.
Yeah, grab a weapon now. You know, it's not like you actually had his chainsaw available to you before.
Yeah. I guess maybe it was too close to her face and scared her away. I was like, I could use that chainsaw, but oh no, it got too close and breathed air on me. Oh god, it's so scary. Get away, you big meanie. Eh.
Oh, by the way, his chainsaw wouldn't have jumped around like that after being dropped.
Yeah, it would have stopped moving.
Yeah, the reason they rev is you have to... Vroom.
You have to hold down a button.
It's more like a trigger, but...
It's a... Close enough. A trigger is a kind of button. You push it and you pull it and things happen. You know, you push and pull things.
Why didn't you attack him then? His chainsaw isn't even started. You would have like a good 7 to 10 seconds.
Yeah, now call him over to you.
Get his attention. Let him start it up before he comes over.
That does not look like skin. And now try to hide.
Opportunity doesn't mean a whole lot to you, does it?
So, you know how to spell opportunity.
Oh, there's Leatherface. Oh, I know she's pretty close. I'll just leave my chainsaw not started.
It's a magic chainsaw. It can start whenever he wants it.
But it will stall with plot convenience.
Yep. It's a chainsaw of plot. Don't check that locker.
Yeah, check them at random intervals.
Wait, what?
Oh,
hey,
no,
he didn't drop start it. Pig!
You know what? You had such better opportunity to do that. Why now? Why'd you let him start the chainsaw?
Holy shit. Should cut his arm off. That wouldn't happen that easily.
It's still moving. That awkward moment when you have to beat your own hand off your chainsaw.
Yeah. And kids, just quick lesson. Bones are a bit tougher than that. And when did it start raining? Did Leatherface hit the shower button outside?
So Leatherface shouldn't be able to move because of blood loss, right?
Yeah.
Listen, if you take your top off, someone will pick you up way easier.
Yeah. Is it like cash, gas, or ass? No one rides for free?
Cash, grass, or ass.
Cash, grass, or ass. Okay. I guess gas would, you know, fit under cash. I thought gas was one of them. I don't know why. Yes, cash, grass, or ass. Something like that. I'll go on, give. My name is foreshadowed, and that is really terrible rain. You get it? Do you get it? You get it? It's foreshadowed. Tell him what happened to you.
I know, like, they don't fucking talk. They're just like,
oh god, no. Fucking tell him. Everyone here is a serial killer and wants to eat you. Because the economy. Wait, you're fighting so hard to stop it. Why are you running towards it? You're a retarded woman. Wait, who's senior? And wait, he looks like a person now. That's right, everyone go outside. I am so bored and hungry. Oh my god, my baby! Wait, what? What?
She's clearly in a different vehicle.
I know she's in a different vehicle, but how? Like, there is no sense of progression in any of this. It all just kind of happens. I thought he was holding his gun slightly to the side. Oh, God! No, not Arlie Ermey! He's the best damn thing in this movie!
I believe she does the takes the appropriate action here.
Yeah, double tap. You always double tap. Wait, that blue was on the windshield before. Oh, triple tap. Is she moving? Oh, Jessica Biel. If this were any kind of real life, you'd be dead. Like seven times over.
Pretty much.
Oh.
Nice try.
Yeah.
That's a rape face right there.
Yeah. Well, good luck for next time, GG. See ya. Oh, man, not water. This is really well lit. You think someone would have known he was down there? Of course it wasn't. No one called him that. Fuck you, Marcus Nispel. And Scott Kosar.
Fuck you. He's done a lot of them, hasn't he?
Yeah. You two guys are okay. Wait, based on screenplay, did that mean they write the original, or fuck you, Michael Bay and Mike Feiss?
Yeah, that means they're with the original screenplay.
Okay. Wait, so the original movie?
Yeah.
Okay, so those guys, now fuck them. They did okay. But these guys, fuck all of them. And that was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Fuck. It might have been the worst one we watched so far.
It's just so goddamn boring.
Yeah, like, you'd think for me with a chainsaw, for a chainsaw wielding maniac and Arlie Ermey, you'd think it'd be more entertaining, but no.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of bad to make that shit boring.
Yeah.
I just think there was not enough Arlie Ermey.
Yeah, he should have been Leatherface. Just put Arlie Ermey in a really shitty mask, just have him doing his little shtick but while wearing a Leatherface mask. That would have been great. Would have been terrible, would have been great. So thank you all for joining us. Sorry. And so next week is the wrap-up, I believe, of fucking Platinum Dunes Month, thank God. As we take a look at The Hitcher. The first of their movies I believe I saw. It's terrible. It's really terrible. But be sure to check out the site every day this week for other podcasts, better podcasts, articles, possibly reviews, videos, stuff. And so, yeah, until later, I'm the Dead Man.
Bovi1.
I need a sandwich.